recorded live.
This show contains mature truth content. Listener discretion is advised. One pissed off Puerto Rican got tired of being bombarded by bullshit and lies, so he started a radio show determined to piss the world off. By shoving a mirror in their faces, he kicks them in the balls. This is the Crotch Shots Radio Show.
Hey, what's up? This is Louis B. Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show. We're going to be trying to do a quick 30-minute show today, hopefully to make up for me not doing the shows both Saturdays and Sundays due to technical difficulties, thanks to Time Warner Cable New York City and their inability to fix a problem or want to fix a problem or even give you credit. They'll still charge you for a service you're not getting. So if you want internet, do not go with Time Warner Cable, or from what I'm hearing, also Comcast. Comcast could suck my dick too. All right. So anyway, Glenn, hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, everybody? Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can hear you. You want to go by Enemy Combatant?
It doesn't really matter. I got a lot of different names on MySpace, YouTube, all over the internet, on many different screen names. But we're here to talk about something that's been on many bloggers' minds for a long time. And we had this scheduled for a while, but of course due to technical difficulties, we could not bring it to you until now. So I'm going to quickly try to blitz through some points, some new additions to the blog over at CrotchShotRadioShow.com. Please check out our broadcast every Saturday and Sunday at 7 o'clock. 10 o'clock p.m. and also check out our blog, where we try to post current events as much as possible, YouTube videos, interviews, as well as try to decipher the symbolism that we are being presented with via Hollywood, via music, and the whole mainstream culture, just cramming their Illuminati symbolism down our throats. So before I get into that though, Louis, anything you want to say?
No, I just, did you see the news about, the Iraqi, reporter that threw his shoes at President Bush?
Oh yeah, it's, the most popular thing on YouTube right now. If you haven't heard about it, then you must be living under a rock. But yeah, it's, symbolically the, last hurrah of the Iraqi people, which have been, you know, symbolically at least, maybe not directly Bush's fault, but have been symbolically tortured by this man. So,
yeah.
You know.
I mean, if I could interject, when especially in the Arab world, the throwing of a shoe is a sign of high disrespect. It's like the biggest form of protest that Arabs do is throwing their shoes at somebody.
Well, it's just another, you know, squirt of gasoline to add to the fire. The riots in Greece still proceeding, now spreading to Europe. European leaders like Nicolas Sarkozy and others are calling for global government. Every day we see the globalists panicking more and more. And it's now easier than ever to be open, right out in the open with this and our analysis of it, because they're really the ones announcing it to us. So it's really happening. I mean, I can't believe it, but it's really happening right now.
Yeah, especially with the Queen of England shutting down Parliament in Canada.
And Australia and UK are now censoring the internet. That's why we're doing this broadcast, because it's so important to preserve freedom of speech. And the zombie population just has no idea what's going on, trampling each other to death at Walmart, you know, shooting themselves in the foot, and bathing in kitchen sinks.
Yep. But before all that, let me play this quick little commercial to hopefully get the show started.
Yeah, let's
George W. Bush's surprise. Oops, all right, sorry.
Yeah, let's.
President George W. Bush's surprise visit to Iraq in December 2008. An Iraqi journalist threw his shoes in Bush's face during a press conference with Iraq Prime Minister Nouri Kamal al-Maliki. The first shoe sailed past his right cheek, and he had to duck to avoid the second one as it flew over his head. President Bush later told reporters that he did not feel the incident was a big deal, and it did not represent the Iraqi media as a whole. In the Arab world, throwing a shoe at someone is a sign of high disrespect. In order to help the Iraqis improve their aim on their pitching, in association with Major League Baseball, the Crouch Out Radio Show will host a pitching clinic with superstar instructors such as New York Yankee the Rocket Clemens and Boston Red Sox pitcher Pedro Martinez, both known for beating motherfuckers in ass. To help support this program, send a check or money order to Halliburton, P.O. Box 666, New World Order, New York, 10036. There you go.
That was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
All right. So, what's this about symbolism?
Yeah, so the topic for today's show is the 9/11 mega ritual. And before we get into what that is and what it means and what its consequences are, I want to talk a little bit about the Freemasonic influence in American culture and the method that we're going to use to investigate the Freemasonic symbolism all throughout our government and our media and entertainment. We're going to define our terms. So synchromysticism is a state of mind in which dynamic context is attributed to phenomena, allowing patterns, themes, and insight to arise out of a web of connections. So basically what I try to do at the blog over at crotchshotradioshow.com is give you a topic or theme that we start out with, or a particular symbol or a set of symbols, and then we try to compare them to other symbols and see where our associations lead us and see if we can't pick up a subtle message that pops up by the connection of all these dots. So the first thing that I want to talk about is the 9/11 mega ritual. We'll go cover some other posts in detail later. You know, and especially in 2009 coming up, I'll be talking more about the new president. And, you know, don't keep your eye off of Obama. Just because you got the new guy in doesn't mean that we should just fall asleep at the wheel. So let's make sure that the Obama administration is held under scrutiny. So basically, all of us should be familiar by now with the fact that the American money has a hidden message in it, with the Twin Towers being destroyed. People have talked about this since before 9/11, and right after it happened, it was you know, all of a sudden people discovered this thing has been there for a very long time. So yeah, the $1, $5, $10, $20, $50, and $100 bills, when you fold them symmetrically into a paper airplane shape by folding it from the top to bottom and then from the bottom to top, it shows you, when you put them all out in a series, It's a little magical ritual that they carry out. It's a Freemasonic ritual that was carried out in the money by the people who basically run the money system, the private Federal Reserve, which is a bunch of Freemasons, specifically the Illuminati, who are a group within a group, as is traditional within Freemasonry. And they carried out this little magical ritual with the help of Aleister Crowley and other magicians in the 20th century. And then they had their 21st century you know, millennium shortcut, their 9/11 Pearl Harbor event, which allowed them to speed up their agenda. So this is the macro micro interaction that's going on here between the everyday, you know, usage of money and the actual 9/11 event itself in real life. So this is what's going on, and I try to derive as much as I can from this and apply it to other things, as I will cover later in this broadcast when we do another episode on different topics. But continuing along here, the first site I ever discovered this on was a site that's now been taken down called 911prophecy.com, where they talk about the tarot and the symbolism with the card, the tower, getting struck by lightning. Well, the eagle and the pyramid, when they're combined and when they're folded together on the $1 bill, it forms what looks like a building getting struck by lightning, which is inspired from the tarot card, the Tower. Basically, it's the invocation of this type of energy, that is destructive force. And, you know, that's what these people are into. They think that they get power from the money, which they print out of thin air, so it means nothing to them. They don't even operate on money. And then also, they think they get power from the buildings. So they had their little magical ritual on 9/11, which I try to explore over at the blog. And we are on a path of transformation, listeners, because 9/11, even though it was, you know, these people who carried it out, they did it for themselves for selfish reasons. It, in the long run, it serves as an incredibly significant milestone for humanity's ascension into awareness that there is a larger picture. There's a universe outside of us. You know, we're most of the time, people go on about their daily lives, just frittering away their reality, sleepwalking through life, basically, you know, pretending and imagining to be something that they're not, when in reality they don't realize that they're just posing. They're posers. They're posing to themselves. And so 9/11 really created this awareness that there's something beyond what we could see, or at least that we could see until now. Now we can see the hidden hand or the hidden agenda of several different groups of people. And so that's what we explore over at the blog, is basically pop culture media, how it predicted 9/11, all these different things concerning the Twin Towers destruction before it even happened, and also after 9/11, how it's been used as this huge commercial to sell us on this tyranny and this fascism, and now they have Obama to try to reverse all of that, but we all know that he's going to be more of the same.
Yeah.
Before I continue, Louis, you want to comment, questions, comments?
Well, I mean, the blog also has some commentary, you know, pertaining to, yeah, basically just pop culture on how certain things are ridiculous. I don't know if you had a chance to read my quick blog on, I was watching the TV today and saw this commercial for Mamma Mia. And the tagline or the sales pitch they said they put was, "Be a man, buy her a musical." And that got me thinking, how is me...
Yeah, oh yeah, hold on, before you continue, I just opened up my New York Times from yesterday, the Sunday Times edition of the New York Times, and it's filled with Illuminati symbols all over each section of the newspaper, just in total graphic, three-dimensional, you know, psychedelic ink printed on the page so that, you know, when you look at it, it bypasses your rational mind because it's symbolism. So, but go ahead, I'm sorry.
All right. I mean, the symbols are everywhere. But my question is, how come me not buying my wife or girlfriend a DVD or diamonds associate with me not being a man? I mean, it seems like the New World Order or whoever's in charge or whoever's trying to do this, they're attacking the family by saying that if you can't get this trivial thing for your family, then you're obviously not doing your job as a man.
Well, another post in reference to that that I posted a little while ago was the fact that they're now getting the kids in school to question their heterosexuality. They're basically cramming homosexuality down our throats, saying that it's normal and that heterosexuality is a decision, whereas the natural state of being is homosexuality. I mean, just go to, if you don't believe me, just type it into Google. Teacher asks students to question being straight, and it should pop right up, and it gives you a survey of the questions that they ask the teens, and the parents were outraged, rightfully so.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to teach, you know, where do babies come from, and how to protect yourself sexually from STDs. That's one thing. But actually making them question their own identity. I mean, if you come out gay.
Yeah, they're trying to break up the family. It's an open in your face that one of the questions actually says, you know, if all of humanity were heterosexual, don't you think we'd all be overpopulated? Don't you think we need that to regulate the overpopulation? So that's in your face, eugenics.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really starting to believe that the whole homosexual movement is a psyop.
It's unbelievable. Louis, you want to go to a quick commercial break and then we'll come back more, talk about more of the esoteric symbolism?
Nah, let's just keep going.
Okay.
Unless you need a break.
Just a quick break. Maybe do a ad for the Crotch Hot Radio Show.
Oh, okay. Are you fed up with all the BS in the world? The time for correctness is over. It's time to kick the issues in the balls. Listen to the Crotch Hot Radio Show, hosted by Louis B, live on Saturdays and Sundays at 7 p.m. only on CrotchHotRadioShow.com. This isn't your father's truther show. Listen live if you have the balls. The revolution starts now. Has your child ever been told to kill themselves? If so, how did it make you feel? Does the thought of an adult calling a minor, telling them to kill themselves, upsetting to you? Well, Trey Sexton from Hurricane, West Virginia, did just that. He called a minor, whose only crime was standing up for his beliefs, to commit suicide. Call Troy Sexton at 304-757-5543 and ask him what kind of man calls a young boy he doesn't even know. Tell him that calling children is unacceptable and encouraging them to suicide themselves is also unacceptable. Again, please call 304-757-5543. Our country is on the brink of destruction. Our civil liberties, our rights, are just about gone. Our only hope now is to rise up with a fury so strong and take back what's rightfully ours. Get the news and information you'll need to survive and effectively fight the New World Order. Listen live to Freedom Fighter Radio. Alright, we're back. Welcome back to the Crotch Out Radio Show. I'm your host, Louis B, and I'm on the line here with Enemy Combatant. We're talking about 9/11 symbolism that's all around us. He's breaking down the significance. If you want more information, please check out our blog, CrotchOutRadioShow.com. And, edumacate yourselves.
Now, I'm Enemy Combatant, riding a shotgun with Louis B. for the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Check us out at CrotchShotRadioShow.com. I also want to send a quick shout-out to Jake Kotze of the Brave New World Order. You can check his blog out at thebravenewworldorder.blogspot.com. And, before we continue on with the explanation of the esoteric symbolism, I just wanted to ask you, is that a Troy commercial, is that real?
Yes, it is.
Did the kid actually commit suicide? Now, what is this?
No,
can you tell me a little more about it?
You probably know him. His name is Robert Winnick. He's the kid that had his 9/11 true shirt censored.
Okay.
By his school.
So Troy called that kid.
Yep, and told him.
And said what?
To kill himself.
You're kidding, right?
No, I'm not.
So a grown man actually called a young person that he doesn't even know, under the age of 18, persecuted him for his political beliefs and also encouraged him to kill himself. That's
exactly.
That's unbelievable.
Under the age of 16. There you go.
Yeah, I've been harassed by Troy before. I had him deleted from YouTube. I've also spoken with William Rodriguez about Troy persecuting him, and he just attacks anyone he can, It's give it up, Troy. It's really ineffective. You're just wasting your life, you know. Anyhow, back to more important things. We shouldn't waste our breath on things like that. But funny commercial nonetheless. All right, so yeah, back to the 9/11 mega ritual. What is the end game? You know, people always talk about 2012. Well, 2012 is the year that the Freedom Tower is supposed to be completed, and due to setbacks in the blueprints and the construction, the buildings have too much glass in them, and so they're not up to safety standards that they should be. The building has been delayed for maybe about 1 or 2 years. It's undecided yet whether or not the World Trade Center complex will even be built. Because people say, you know, it's a sacrilege to build on holy land where people died. So, anyhow, they're going to have their Freemasonic ritual completed by the erection of this building, which is the synthesis of the double square pattern of the two towers merging into one tower. That is the 1776 foot high, the year of the Bavarian Illuminati, folks. That's 1776 foot high Freedom Tower, which is an octagon if you look at it from above, the combination of the two towers into one, and it sits on top of a cube, which is another significant shape or symbol that we will be talking about later. But yeah, basically if you go look more into Freemasonry, the three pillars on the Masonic tracing board, that derives from the three pyramids at Giza, which are also situated on top of an octagon or octagonal base. The whole complex is basically made in the sacred geometrical fashion around the perimeter of an octagon. The three pyramids are aligned with each other. They're also aligned with the stars, the constellation of Orion, the three stars. It also can resemble the Kabbalistic Tree of Life, which is the three pillars connecting the 10 spheres of life. If you read into the Jewish mysticism and Kabbalah, it's also very similar to Freemasonry. So there's a lot of parallels among the world's religions. I'm not saying that any one of these religions is evil by themselves. It's just that these same principles can be applied for nefarious purposes. You know, the same thing in Christianity, the concept of the forbidden knowledge, that, don't give a monkey matches because he's going to start a fire. Don't play with matches. So it's that same idea. That's why all this knowledge has been kept hidden from us by the Illuminati and other organizations out there hoarding this knowledge to themselves, which is why we try to expose it over at crotchshotradioshow.com.
Question. What everyday symbols do people possibly look at, but have not even realized that they were of Illuminati New World Order origin?
All right, let's take a really basic one. How about, since we're talking about the year 2008, we're still in the 08 precession. After the 9/11 mega rituals carried out, that was the first year of ascension into cosmic consciousness, culminating with 2012 with the 12-12-12 mega ritual or event that will happen. And so 888 this year, we had another mega ritual, the Chinese Olympics, as well as the launch of the conflict into Georgia and Russia. So we are in the octagonal or eight-sided resonating precession. We are in the octave. We just completed one octave. And with the election of Barack Obama, we're moving into a new age. But to answer your question, let's look at the octagon, the stop sign. You know, this is the Stargate symbol that the Illuminati are using, the fusion of these two towers, the opening of a portal into time and space. So they're using the octagon to ascend into higher consciousness, but they're telling you to stop with the octagon. So it's right in your face. Oh yes, of course. The elite hide their occult beliefs directly into in front of your face. They merge it with the pop culture so that way they can, by process that they use, they can deconstruct their own methods and show you how they did it to you, so that they can fully complete their ritual and be absolved of any lingering or negative energy that might, you know, result from carrying out these evil rituals. So they do it to absolve themselves. They hide it and they merge it directly with the with other things, so it looks like fiction, or it's half true, so you don't know really if it's true or not.
Actually, one simple you actually pointed out to me, the Chase Manhattan bank.
Oh yeah, it's an octagon. Isn't that clever? The Chase Manhattan logo is an eight-sided octagon Stargate. That's exactly what it is, my friend. And
it hides swastika.
Yeah, it's also the four. It also has the number four embedded in it with the four, little shapes there, the little blades of the spinner. But yeah, if we look at the two major films that came out concerning 9/11, United 93 and World Trade Center, those two films feature three pillars on their cover. So there's a lot of esoteric symbolism at work here with the Hollywood thing. So, you know, 9/11 happens, you know, we're not going to tell you what happened, but the movie is coming out soon, so don't worry. So they didn't even want an investigation, but they immediately seized the opportunity to make a lot of money off this huge commercial called 9/11. Lou, you want to add anything to that?
No, I got nothing. I'm just keeping an eye on the time because we can't.
Yeah, how are we doing on that?
We got like 5 more minutes.
Okay. Well, continuing along then, I'm just going to continue right along talking more about 9/11 and Stargate ritual, because we have a lot of different topics that we explore. But sticking to this one, I'm going to really break it down for you.
Go always do a part two.
All right. But I want to complete as much as I can about the Stargate ritual of 9/11 so we can get that topic out of the way. So basically, the two buildings and the buildings around them all resonate alien contact or cosmic illumination, alien contact, Stargate, traveling, time distortion phenomena. So the World Trade Center, if you look at it from above, you can see the bullseye or target motif with the fountain in between the two towers, which was designed by its architect to mimic the Kaaba at Mecca. So interchangeable symbol there, the sphere, caryatid, and the cube at Mecca. So it looks like a black hole pulling the viewer into an alternate dimension, if you look at the World Trade Center complex from above. And the poster for Darren Aronofsky is the fountain, resembles the Ladder of Ascension, or the the little ramp leading up to the Stargate on the show Stargate. So it looks like the all-seeing eye or wormhole motif. If we compare that with other things, we get a whole host of other media echoing this sentiment. Basically, the Spider-Man 1 trailer, we can see the sun in between a web that connects the two towers. The web, of course, looks like a bullseye or a target, and the web is connecting these two buildings, also resonating the fusion or alchemy of the two buildings into one Freedom Tower. So we have all these different themes at play in your face, esoterically. We also have The Simpsons, which I was representing at Ground Zero this year, the synchronicity, if you want to call it that. I believe it's a staged government, you know, mind control propaganda piece where Bart is pointing a stack of dollar bills, connecting the money directly to 9/11. He's holding a stack of dollar bills, pointing at a magazine which Lisa's holding up that says New York 9/11. So why would a bus ticket from Springfield to New York City cost $9? Clearly, it's a 9 with the two towers forming a 9/11. Before Alex Jones came out with the t-shirts or We Are Change, Investigate 9/11, you name it. Before all those 9/11 truth symbols came out, The Simpsons came out with that idea. You know, brainwashing you, conditioning you ahead of time that this is going to happen. And in that same episode, we see Homer Simpson in one of the Twin Towers looking down at the sphere, and it looks like a bullseye or target, kind of like the United Nations logo. He's looking at the fountain in between the two towers, which basically are the two pillars of Solomon's Temple, or the two major pyramids of Giza, all interchangeable symbols. And Homer, in other episodes, has been a Freemason or a stonecutter. So all these conspiracy theory ideas are visually being expressed on the screen. So it's not a theory, it's really happening. We are all under mass mind control. The elite likes to shove it in our face, their religious or esoteric occult symbolism. And Homer also is a Stargate jumper because he became 3D Homer in an episode where he transcended his reality and he stepped into the Matrix. So all these different themes of Stargates and the Matrix and all this is coming together via The Simpsons. And the final thing I want to talk about before we close the show is a couple of buildings around Ground Zero, which also resonate very similar themes. The Millennium Hilton Hotel. Earlier on, I made a statement, the Millennium Shortcut. Well, what did I mean by that? Basically, 9/11 was the New World Order's Millennium Shortcut. Their swift kick in the ass that allowed them to drive us like slaves to pick cotton faster on their global plantation. And the Millennium Hilton is admittedly, on their own website, if you go to HiltonFamilyNewYork.com, the Hilton family's own website, it says, the Millennium Hilton is a high-rise black building which pays homage to Arthur C. Clarke's monolith in 2001, A Space Odyssey. So on their own website, it says it's designed after the film's monolith. So very occult already, the monolith. And the film happens to be 2001, which is the same year that 9/11 happened. The Stargate opening cosmic consciousness ascension ritual, the one event that humanity focused on, the day the Earth stood still. You know, that movie that just came out. Well, 9/11 was the day the Earth stood still, and we all paid attention to the same thing. And it tuned us in a different direction. So I think it's worth it to take a second look at the Millennium Hilton and find out what's going on there. Why is it a gigantic black monolith? And Stanley Kubrick in general is a very shady character that needs to be looked into. And to finish up here, let's take a closer look at the World Financial Center complex, which surrounds the World Trade Center. Well, those buildings are all modern-day ziggurats, or pyramids. Basically, the World Financial Center complex, the four buildings, they're obelisks or pyramids, whatever, interchangeable symbols. The two biggest ones, the one with the dome and the pyramid, basically represent the male and the female genders. Another Freemasonic element, sexual symbolism. The pyramid being the sperm and the dome being the egg, and they're existing together in harmony, side by side. They're connected by this winter garden, which it looks like a Stargate or a Taurus, the big dome, which was damaged. If you look at pictures of the destruction, the aftermath of the Twin Towers destruction, you could see the dome was shattered. But that dome that connects those two buildings is directly across from the Millennium Hilton, which is really strange. We've got all these different Stargate motifs and space travel themes now all connected all around Ground Zero, not just at Ground Zero itself. So these are basically Freemasons building their empire in front of our face on the mountain, this island. They're building mountains on top of this island, basically. They believe that these buildings give them power on Manhattan Island, and that they basically created the city, and they control the city, and thus they control reality and humanity, and they control history. And we are the spectators, and they're supposed to just put all these monuments to death and destruction that they create, and we're supposed to sit back and enjoy their artwork. Basically, I think we need to start taking a more closer look at the world around us, You know, take off those rose-colored sunglasses for a little while, and, you know, maybe turn off the TV for a little while, and just take a walk around your neighborhood, and take a good look around you, and see that, you know, they always talk about in the news, you know, third world countries and all that. Well, America is becoming a third world country, folks. It's all around you. The poverty and the illiteracy is just staggering. I mean, you know, people always talk about how people live in a war zone. Well, this is a war zone. And if we look a little bit more closely at the world around us, we could use that to effectively reshape our own lives and better and ourselves and strengthen our families and our bonds to the world.
Very good. Anyways, I would like to thank everyone for listening. I would like to thank guest 3 and guest 2 for coming in, and Ron Sill. And if you're listening on the podcast, thanks for listening. This has been the Crotch Shot Radio Show. God bless. And please check out our blog where Enemy Combatant, he breaks into a lot of the symbolism at CrotchShotRadioShow.com. Unfortunately, today had to be a short show. This was to make up for our Saturday and Sunday show.
To play us out.
I'm
referencing the Bill O'Reilly thing. Remember that? To play us out, or he flips out. He doesn't know what that means.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you have a closing? Maybe you want a song or a commercial to play us out with?
Let me play this. Actually, this group, they're 9/11 truthers. This is a Spanish song. It is anti-New World Order. It's called La Dictadoria Científica Arriba Acaba de Empasar by the Star Kids.
The Star Kids.
Todo el mundo sale de su mamá, menos que toque la progenie sexual. Los nazis no perdieron la guerra, los nazis no perdieron la guerra. Solo se mudaron de Europa para América y el tío Sam los acaparó, les dio trabajo y los animó para que siguieran ingeniando como moderanos. Quieren convertirte en enemigo de la tierra, quieren convertirte en enemigo de la tierra. Hermana mayor será la naturaleza, salven el planeta y el humano para la mierda.
No,
sí,
no,
sí, total, corporativismo apócrifo. Terrorismo, risueño posmoderno, neofascismo en un gentil, totalitarismo, atropellos, grandes mentiras, un mundo de crimen y unas cuantas enigmas. Esa es la orden del día. Y el hombre ácrata y el hombre ingenuo serán devorados por el orden postmoderno. Yo no sé qué es verdad, pero sé que es mentira. Esta cárcel ubicua es una falacia maligna. Mitad animal, mitad extraterrestre. Somos simios con ADN de mente.
Simios con
ADN
de mente. Y simios con potencial emergente.
No le tengas miedo a las serpientes. Sé tú mismo y usa tu mente. Globalización, homogenización para un mejor control. Miedo de magos con propaganda. Deseas esas papas agrandantes. ¿Tú te gusta algo hasta que ves su marca? No crees en Dios, pero sin la ciencia pagana. No debe haber justicia para el hijo de la viuda por monopolizar las verdades ocultas. Nació con la ilustración, creció con mucha revolución. Y ahora vemos la revelación de cómo emprende su sujeción con su reinado de falsa opresión. La perspectiva de Rosso ya es realidad. La dictadura científica acaba de empezar. La dictadura científica acaba de empezar. La dictadura científica acaba de empezar. La dictadura final se acaba de instaurar. Gobierno mundial, reducción poblacional, nuevo orden mundial, nueva era feudal. Tú no causas el calentamiento global, que tú no causas el calentamiento global, porque es un proceso natural a causa de actividad solar.
No me cobren por exhalar, no me maten por respirar.
Facebook es tu carpeta digital, dile adiós a tu privacidad. Cámaras aquí, cámaras allá, cámaras adelante, cámaras atrás. Amenazas confabuladas, pandemias orquestadas. desastres no tan naturales, en mercados artificiales, invasión extraterrestre. El futuro no será como el presente, pues habrán nuevos cuentos sin precedentes. Tengo un planeta con naciones impotentes, Club de Roma, Comisión Trilateral, el Fondo Monetario Internacional, Chapman House y el CFR, el Banco Mundial y la Reserva Federal, Bilderberg y las Naciones Unidas. A todos les encantan las ideas globalistas. Unión Europea, Unión Africana, Unión del Pacífico, Unión Americana. En el norte como en el sur, nace el estero y el cielo, un azul.
Se está consolidando nuestra esclavitud, tenemos allá para la multitud.
Todo será instantáneo, no habrá lentitud, solo un mundo feliz y una raza sin virtud. Estás abdicando tu libertad a cambio de idiotes y subsistencia digital, a cambio de miedo en un régimen mundial, a cambio de mercancías y singularidad, a cambio de bulla en una nueva sociedad. La dictadura científica acaba de empezar, la dictadura científica acaba de empezar, la sociedad postindustrial acaba de cambiar. Falacias neo-marxianas en tecnocracias infrahumanas, la ciencia con su idiosincrasia hará de ti una especie exacta. Con el pragmatismo, transhumanismo, el fanatismo del ambientalismo, darwinismo, fetichismos y con mucho consumismo. Ciencia sin amor es un anatema demoníaca, ciencia sin amor es un anatema demoníaca. Nuestro paraíso está llenándose de caca. Despierta ahora o permuta con la masa, porque los demonios sí existen, son bien listos y son reptiles, tienen fuerzas y no es un chiste, es el querer saber aún persiste. Al-Qaeda es la silla. Ver un unicornio es como ver un terrorista.
¿Qué?
Ver un unicornio es como ver un terrorista.
¿Qué?
Pronto todos seremos terroristas. Embrutecimiento sistemático, pa' que consumas como un maniático. E igual de reemplazable que un neumático, estoy rodeado de lunático. No eres un ser independiente, ya no eres un ser independiente, sino eres un recurso humano desde que estás en primer grado. Porque la escuela no es para educar, es para transmutar tu identidad, para manipular tu individualidad, para condicionar tu realidad y para purgar tu originalidad, pa' que seas un peoncito más. Masificación de la instrucción, juventud en una línea de producción.
Destruye tu televisor, destruye tu televisor.
Tú eres más que un consumidor, levántate y bótate el control. Huestes, puercos, profesores, padres, curas, dictadores, paradigmas, opresores, extraterrestres, manipuladores, ilotas, trabajadores, chips en tus interiores. De derecha o de izquierda, moderado o de extrema, todo es la misma mierda, todo es la misma mierda. Socialismo, neoliberalismo, comunismo, capitalismo, en fin, son élites haciendo lo mismo, usando la ciencia en nombre de un mismo, para enristrarte por los siglos de 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 los siglos. La dictadura científica acaba de empezar, la dictadura científica acaba de empezar, la dictadura científica acaba de empezar, la dictadura científica acaba de empezar.
Star Kids with their song, La Victoria Científica Acaba de Empezar. Very anti New World Order, anti Bilderberg, anti globalist song in Spanish. You can check them out at reverbnation.com/los niños estelares. LOSNINOSESTELARES. They're from Puerto Rico. They're a pop, indie, and rock band. They're on Indie Nation. You can listen to their other songs there. Enemy Combatant, what you think of that song?
That was tight.
So anyway, this has been the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Thanks for everyone for listening. Check us out. Hopefully this Saturday and Sunday. We're going to try talking about the Federal Reserve, why people want to end it, why it should be closed.
Next episode I also want to talk about Obama and the symbolism behind that.
Yeah, when you're free. When you're free to do the show, just stay tuned. CrotchOutRadioShow.com. God bless. This is Lou B saying, fuck your mothers.
Death to